Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
They're able to say, why are we paying tax money to this institution that isn't doing its job?
Meet the parents on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The musical Annie, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through the 14th and the 18th through the 21st. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 17th day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're in the Durango, Colorado area, you're listening to us on 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you're probably streaming our signal from our website, ksje.com, or maybe you asked your smart speaker to play KSJE, because that works as well. We also welcome our viewers, because this is a community-supported visual radio station, so welcome to our viewers who are watching the video, which is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up, we're getting a preview of the big event, Dining with the Dead, that is coming up early next month. It is an annual fundraiser for the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club. A lot of Farmington's most famous citizens from its past are reenacted at Greenlawn Cemetery. We have a few of them in the studio with us this morning, so we'll be talking about that and much, much more coming up this morning in the next few moments on KSJE. Then, of course, later on this hour, we'll check in with the one and only Ron Price, who is going to be joining us again from the archives for another lesson about life in the sandbox. We've given Ron the summer off, but that is quickly coming to an end. He'll be back with us for live news segments coming up very shortly, but we'll pick out another archive segment coming up today at 8:50 on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. It is our weekday classical music program, a 90-minute version on Wednesdays, of course, and this morning Mick is playing music from Gustav Mahler, his Symphony No. 5, coming up today on Roving with the Arts, which then takes us to 10:30, and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program with Tracy Hale. And Tracy is speaking this morning with author Mickey Pettit about her book called A Kiss from Maggie Moore. That coming up today at 10:30, right on Four Corners on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page. And if you're a podcast person, this program, as well as many of our other locally produced programs, become podcasts, and you can find them on all the popular podcast platforms like iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and iHeart and Google Podcasts and many, many more. So subscribe for free. Just search for KSJE wherever you listen to podcasts. podcasts. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny morning so far, 67 degrees at the moment, humidity at 66%. We are expecting a increasing sunny day today with a high of 86 this afternoon, but there's still that, about, what is it, 50% chance of a shower coming up today, perhaps. Overnight, 66% chance of rain continues for the next several days, in fact, for the next week, it looks like. 87 tomorrow for a high, a bit cooler beginning on Friday with a high near 80, 75 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday, back into the mid-80s, of course, next Monday and Tuesday, still with that chance of showers. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here in the studio with me this morning, as I mentioned again, to talk about Dining with the Dead, the annual event for the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club, joining us here in the studio. Deanne Waters is here. We'll start ladies first. Good morning. Good to have you here. Welcome.
Good morning, Scott.
Welcome back to KSJE. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And you are portraying Molly James this year.
Yes, I am.
We'll hear more about that in just a moment. So good to have you with us. Ron Price is actually here in his Dining with the Dead capacity this morning. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Good to see you again.
Good to have you here. You are Henry Clay King this year, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
All right. That's a name that may be familiar to some folks who are listening this morning, so we'll learn more about him in just a moment. And last but certainly not least, Rick Burns is here this morning. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for coming. In. Rick, you are playing Bud Neighbors this year.
Yes.
And so we'll learn more about him coming up as well as we talk with all of my guests this morning. But to begin with, Dining with the Dead, as I mentioned, this annual event to benefit the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club. It is put on every year. And Deanne, we were talking that you and I have probably been there the longest, right? From the very beginnings.
From the very beginning, yes.
How about that? And so how would you summarize, how would you describe this event to someone who's never been there before?
It's very unique. In the beginning, people were a little leery about dining with the dead in a cemetery, but they have come to find out that it's actually a very interesting and fun event, and it really makes people think a little bit more about our past, the pioneers that settled in our area, and the parts that they played in forming Farmington.
Right, very true. I'm showing the list of performers on the screen. I will, of course, be there as well. And so it is one of those things, it's kind of a living history event as well, right?
It is.
You learn a little bit about Farmington's past, mm-hmm. and some of these characters, and some of the stories kind of intertwine, which
yes.
I find really interesting. Because as maybe this is going on over here, then you hear about something else that was going on over here in this part of the county, and it all kind of takes place around the same time.
It does, yes.
Very good. Ron Price, you've been this part of this for a number of years. What keeps you coming back?
Four or five, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, at some point we might want to talk about the downtown event, but that maybe is a whole separate program. But I love that Kiwanis
right.
puts this on. Jill McQueary, our fearless leader, was somewhere down in Arizona and heard about this going on down there, and she said, oh, I got to bring this to San Juan County.
Right.
And if Jill sets her mind on something, it typically gets done.
Yeah, and you don't dare say no to
no,
Jill.
No, you don't say no.
No.
It does get done.
Yes.
But, you know, we hold it at Green Lawn Cemetery, and I've been to my share of cemeteries in my life. Green Lawn has a special feel to it. There's a reverence there. There's a majesty, a beauty, a respect for the dead.
Right.
And again, as you said, to hear the stories of how Farmington was formed, who made this great area.
Right.
And tell their stories. Let them come alive just for a few moments. It's a fascinating event.
Very true. It is September 10th. Mm-hmm. Coming up, that's a Saturday, from 4 to 8. Your ticket is $30. It includes dinner and the
mm-hmm.
tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all then the presentations from all of us and more.
And, Scott, you may want to warn your listeners. Although radio, TV radio, video radio, isn't that TV?
Visual radio.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, yeah, right.
Okay.
It's a fad.
Warn your viewers and listeners, you better get your tickets in advance. Deanne, I think this sells out, what, at least a couple of weeks in advance every year?
Yes, in fact, in the past we've had waiting lists for people that still want to come, but were sold out, and then if anyone finds
it.
They can't make it, they can get on the waiting list.
Gotcha.
Yet it does sell out.
Good point. And we should mention tickets are available, I know, at Howard's Cleaners, and I believe Artifacts Gallery
yes.
are selling tickets for this event.
And I think you can also buy them online.
Okay.
At the Kiwanis website.
Okay. There you are, everyone. But let's talk about these characters that we all are portraying this year. And so, Deanne, what do we know about Molly James?
Well, Molly James had a really good friend, Mary Hare. And one thing they had in common was a love of quilting. but their lives kind of mirrored each other, and I don't want to say too much about them because
right.
I want to keep it as...
I hear you.
There, but they became really close friends, and...
And did she live in the Bloomfield area?
Yes. They, mm-hmm. She lived. They both lived in the Bloomfield area, and Molly actually ran a grocery store that became also a gas station and served as the post office there, and that she had a nice life.
Okay. And when did she live? What were about her? When did what she, era did she live in?
She lived. She was born in the late 1800s.
Okay.
But and lived until the 1950s.
Gotcha. Okay. So through a lot of those really growth years
yes,
of Bloomfield
uh-huh.
and San Juan County mm-hmm. in those
right.
times.
And Molly will be wearing 1940-ish clothing.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Ron Price, let me come back to you about Henry Clay King. Of course, the King name, I think, well-known. Troy King was your son, your character's son.
He was my ninth child.
Okay.
Yes.
And so that is interesting. We know Troy King Road, and right. so that's the connection there. But talk to me a little bit about Henry Clay King. He was quite the mover and shaker, was he not?
Well, yes, Scott, but in fairness, and I'm doing this with Scott Nolan, who's playing Troy King. Troy's the more famous. He was a county commissioner. He started the county fair. He was on the hospital board. He was a ditch rider. Now I'm getting into my script.
But, right. But Henry Clay King had how many kids, as we see on the screen?
Kids altogether.
Yeah, he doesn't look very happy about
ten,
it in the picture.
Ten made it to adulthood. I ended up buying the very first cemetery plot at Greenlawn for my little two-year-old son, Francis, who drowned. He was trying to follow his two older brothers down to the lower pasture and couldn't quite make it across the ditch. But
right. But so tragedy as well as other stories that we can learn about, right,
exactly
from these families.
Right. Exactly
and,
right.
And that was part of the King Ranch, if I remember correctly, which is kind of in the Westland Park area of Farmington.
You know, I haven't heard King Ranch before, but it was Westland Park, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved down here from Animas City, Colorado, and found that place along the river and said, yeah, this is home.
Okay.
And settled down. We had six children at that time, and
got you.
Five more to come.
And that era was kind of right, I think, not so far after this area was opened up for settlement, right? 1870s, 1880s. When did the Kings arrive? Do you remember?
You know, I think you're right on. I fought in the Civil War. I know that.
Okay.
And I don't have the dates in my mind of when I was born, but I know I fought in the Civil War. And right after the war, I was restless, so I left Illinois and headed west, made it as far as La Junta, Colorado, stayed there for a little bit.
Right.
Animas City, Colorado, but then finally got to God's country.
Yes, and stayed.
In New Mexico.
And raised your family.
And raised my family.
And the rest, as they say, is history, I think.
That's what they say.
Yeah, so there you go. That's Henry Clay King, part of Dining with the Dead. And, of course, the other thing about having this at Greenlawn Cemetery is we, the characters, are located near the plots, the grave sites of these individuals who we portray in most cases.
Right, when possible.
Uh-huh.
There are some people that are, they're so much a part of this area that we have to tell their story, but for whatever reasons, they were not buried at Greenlawn. But yeah, for the most part, we are standing right by the actual place of our internment.
Right, and if you look around, you see the families or maybe the relatives of the folks that you're talking about too that are in the same general area there
right.
as we talk about that. So there you go. Rick Burns, coming to you next to learn a little bit about Bud Neighbors. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so primarily this thing is to raise money for supporting children in the areas what Kiwanis
yes, of course.
Is focused on.
That's right.
But, you know, it's also a testament to, you know, we often think about famous people in terms of history. But history is made up of ordinary people, people who just sort of lived ordinary lives, but were critical and important cumulatively. And Bud was one of those guys. He didn't like his real name, Tolliver Hansford Neighbors, so he was always went by Bud Neighbors. He joined the army to fight in the Philippines during the Spanish-American War. Was part of that, right? Again, a cumulative effort one of the unknown soldiers, but somebody that was critical to that
right.
kind of a thing.
We're seeing his picture on the screen, I think, right now, right? Is that
yeah.
That's what he looked like,
that's
right?
Bud.
And what year do we think maybe that picture's from, or what years was he alive?
He was born in 1870 and died right. in 1960.
Okay,
so had a very full life. Was not didn't spend all of his time in Farmington. Was sort of had this idea, the wanderer's lust. interesting, ended up dying in Texas. He was blind, but was fiercely independent. Tried to figure out how to, or said he had a system for taking care of his money, knowing how much money he had, even though he was fully blind, which he said amazed his friends. But he was fiercely independent and fiercely adventuresome in traveling and wanting to experience life.
Right, right. Very interesting. And Rick, I want to ask you, because you're relatively new to the community, and so how did you get rounded up into this whole motley group that we have here this morning to
speak
be
for myself,
dining with the dead?
Well, I showed up to enough Kiwanis meetings that Jill got a hold of me.
That'll do it, won't it?
I've been a Kiwanin for many years, very much have committed to the mission of Kiwanis. And again, if you show up to enough meetings, then you get volunteered.
Very true.
Things, so.
That is true.
Very, very anxious and excited to be involved in this very, very interesting fundraiser.
Right. Very true. And I know, you know, and Deanne, I think you were mentioning or kind of alluding to this earlier about, you know, having this event in the cemetery at Greenlawn. And, you know, some folks maybe don't quite understand the whole nature of the event and maybe think that it's a little different to have an event where you're eating dinner. A barbecue dinner in the cemetery, and then traipsing through it. But these are guided tours.
Yes.
And I think, you know, people don't remember maybe that cemeteries used to be places of almost, they'd have concerts in these cemeteries. There used to be a bandstand at Greenlawn. And so it's not always the somber, quiet place that we might think of when we think of cemeteries.
Yeah, and in the past, people would bring their lunch and have lunch at the tombs. And so it does kind of follow in with, in the past, how cemeteries were respected.
Right.
And the tours, we are very respectful through the tours, trying to walk on the pathways instead of over the graves. And it's a very nice, pleasant evening in groups of 20, about.
Right. Ron Price?
And while we tell our stories, the guides play a crucial role as well, as Dan just mentioned, that You get into a group and you have a tour guide that takes you along, and in between each station, they're giving you a few more details about the person or persons you're about to encounter. And
right.
So you really leave with a sense of a more connection with the community, more identity. You drive down some streets. I know you and I have each played Frank Allen before. Well, you drive down Allen Avenue, now you can say, oh, I know who that was named for.
Or go to a movie,
there you go,
yeah,
there too.
You know, that might be more familiar to folks.
Or drive on Troy King Road.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Boulevard? No, it's not Boulevard, is it?
Road, I think.
Road, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Troy King Road.
Exactly. Here's another picture of, two of you in the, was that Freedom Days Parade?
It was.
Okay. So there you are. You're getting out and about.
We ran out of candy, didn't we, Rick?
Very quickly.
Yeah. But that will help get the word out. And so, again, we are dressed up in character, as you were, from those eras and representing these individuals. I will be William Markley this year. He was the owner of one of the very first stores that was built in Farmington. He built what is still standing, the oldest home in Farmington, the oldest adobe house in Farmington there on Allen Avenue, that the city now has taken possession of and is, I think, working to kind of stabilize it and maybe restore it someday. I know the museum is a part of this. And so they've been talking about trying to do that because of its historical nature. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's still still here. But yeah, he was quite the individual and the entrepreneur, as most of these, sometimes these characters are. And as we look at the list of other folks, of all the people that will be portrayed this year, there's a lot of folks who aren't here. We just couldn't fit them in the studio. But there's a lot of stories as we look at these. Mary Hare, who is the friend of your character, right, Deanne?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so she'll be represented as well.
Yes, and she's from Scotland, and she has a very strong Scottish accent that she never quite got rid of.
Aha, uh-huh. Despite being out in the middle of the Southwest.
Southwest, right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There you are. Ike Stockton is another name that folks may remember, and that's one, Ron, that you were mentioning, that maybe he's not buried at Greenlawn, but he is such the character that he has to be included every year. And the Stockton brothers are well known, I think, in local history, and so it was a pretty wild time here for some years during the 1870s and 80s, I think,
and early 1900s too. They had the Stockton Cattle Wars, and
right.
all of that. Yeah, they were very...
People were shooting at
very
each other.
Well known around and, here, yes.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of folks maybe think about Durango having a lot of shootouts and Wild West, but Farmington, San Juan County had its fair share.
They sure did.
Back in those days, and you hear some of those stories as well. Ellen Stockton, I think, was Ike's wife?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So she'll be there as well. And a lot of other folks that are there in addition. Francis Swinburne, folks maybe remember Swinburne Elementary School, mm-hmm. so that's the name related to that.
Right.
And who that was, the former teacher. And
right. And actually the granddaughter of one of the Hubbards that had the Hubbard Market down on Main Street, which is where Navajo Trading is now.
Right.
So she's a granddaughter from the Hubbards.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Ron, you mentioned earlier the downtown event, which I know you have been a part of and I was a part of as well. That happens usually in the spring. And as you mentioned too, mm-hmm. Deanne, you get to see some of these locations that
right.
we're talking about
yes.
too
mm-hmm.
by going on a tour through downtown Farmington and then mm-hmm. having these individuals out in front of their former stores
right.
or workplaces or what have you. And that's a whole other event, a similar fundraiser, though, for Kiwanis.
It is. And, you know, it helps bring everything together, too, because one time of the year you're seeing the buildings that people ran, the businesses, and then later on you actually see their more of their story, but next to their tombs, hmm. when possible.
Right.
I know my Molly is buried in Bloomfield, but my friend Mary will be standing next to her.
You'll
right.
be at her site, her
yeah.
grave site at Greenlawn. And mm-hmm. Ron Price, you've been a part of the downtown tour. What makes it so interesting for you?
Again, the history. A lot of the buildings in downtown are still pretty historic. They, mm-hmm. they're still in their original condition. And, you know, you drive by them every day and never stop to think, wait a minute, what's the history there? What took place years back when it was still dirt streets and horses and buggies and things of that nature? And you know, I just think this is a great place to live. It's a great place to live. And when you fully understand the history and how it came about, I think it just adds to your appreciation of the area.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And the interest of history, too, of how it's developed over the years, right? As we as you mentioned, from dirt streets, which were dirt pretty recent. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Main Street was paved, probably 50 years now, because I'm old, but compared to other communities in the United States, I think it took a long time for that to happen. And of course, we know about the big growth in the 50s here with the development of the oil and gas industry, and that really changed the nature of San Juan County from really what was a sleeping kind of farming agricultural mm-hmm. community in Bloomfield and Farmington and uh-huh. and some of the others to what
well,
we have today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so you keep coming back year after year, you two, and I know, Rick, you're new.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
I bet he'll be back. That's true.
Once you're here, you're here.
That's true. That's true. But what keeps you coming back? The different stories, because you've played different people each year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes I've played them twice, but it's just the history, and it's fun. You know, I love telling the stories of the people that came here. They came with nothing, some of them, and really had a lot of hardships, lived some of them in sod homes and dug their original irrigation ditches. It really makes you appreciate what we have here
right.
and the beauty of Farmington.
Certainly. Well, and we know that this area was inhabited for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. but it really was developed, if you will, and a lot of the, you know, Easterners came mm-hmm. in and settled and
right.
set up their communities and these irrigation ditches and really mm-hmm. were able to kind of tame the climate and
yep.
grow things and really make it into kind of what we see even today.
Yes, very much so.
And so I think that's an important part to kind of remember for folks and just, you know, that to start with pretty much next to nothing. You have the rivers and you have sunshine and
mm-hmm.
that's probably about all, and some dirt, and that's probably about all you had.
Yep.
And, you know, you just reminded me, I as my character, Henry Clay King, I planted orchards of apples, apricots, and pears.
Oh.
I don't think of this area as being a pear-producing area. Apricots and apples, of course.
Right.
But yeah, way back when, mm-hmm. pears as well.
I would assume there was a lot of trial and error back in those days, maybe, as to see what would grow in this area
yep.
as well.
Yep.
Rick Burns, any other stories about Bud Neighbors that you can share? His fighting in the Philippines is interesting to me because that's a long ways away, but he felt a need to go fight.
Yeah, and he sort of says that this was probably the desires for adventure and of young men desiring adventure. So it wasn't necessarily so much driven by patriotism, but more of sort of a young man's
get out and do something
to see the world. He ended up staying a little bit extra. The Army was offering an additional $1,000 if they would stay beyond their enlistment. So he stayed there. He took up the trade of a barber, which he then did while he was in Farmington during a period of time. So again, just a very ordinary guy, but a guy that's part of the fabric, part of the thing that makes our communities what they are. And although seemingly unseen, are still a vital part of it, as we all are and should be.
Right. Very true. A contributing factor to the overall health of the community, really, right? Yeah. When you think about it. And we know a little bit about him just because somebody wrote something down or passed something down from generation to generation to keep his story alive, if you will.
Yeah. So, which should encourage all of us to write a few things about our lives that will be appreciated probably more so than we would imagine they would be by our grandchildren and so forth.
Very much so. Very, very true. Ron, you're laughing.
There's a lot written
about you, young man.
I just got an image. 50 years from now, somebody's going to be sitting at this microphone saying, I'm playing Scott Micklin this year.
Scott. Well, I don't know about that. That would be a very short description, but okay. If you say so.
I say so.
If you say so. That's very kind of you, but yes. Well, it's Dining with the Dead. It is coming up, rain or shine, on September 10th. Greenlawn Cemetery on Dustin Avenue in Farmington. Tickets are $30. That includes the dinner and the tour. Dinner from 4:30 till 6. The last tour leaves at 6 to make sure you can get through it all before we wrap everything up around 8 o'clock.
Yes, and people can bring their own chairs because some people aren't able to walk and stand that long.
Sure.
It takes about an hour to get through the tour, I think.
Right, to hear from all of us, mm-hmm. That's true. And so, yeah, there are a few chairs set up, but again, if you feel you need one, you know, there's a lot of portable chairs that you can bring and set up and be somewhat comfortable. But it is a bit of a walk through that cemetery.
It is. And the last tours, it's starting to get dark, so, you know, it would be very good to try to come as early as possible.
Right.
Because that last couple of tours, I think we do have luminarias or
lanterns
to help guide, but when it gets dark out there, it does get dark.
That's true. Very true.
And fast.
Exactly. Very, very good. Well, thank you all very much for coming in and joining me this morning to talk about Dining with the Dead. I'm looking forward to it and hearing all of our stories and how it all fits into the history of San Juan County, mm-hmm. this great place we call home. So,
and just one final word to tag on to what Rick said.
Yeah.
This is for a good cause. It's not just a night's entertainment. You're putting clothes on kids. You're giving books to kids. You're doing some good work through your support of this event, which supports Kiwanis del Sol Club.
So, right, the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Real Club. Very, very true. So a great recipient of all these funds. So
great.
Thank you all for coming in this morning. We'll see you at the cemetery, I guess.
Yes,
all right.
Definitely.
There you are. My guest for Dining with the Dead here on KSJE. It's coming up on September the 10th. KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Saturday, August 20th, Rock, Blues, and Country with Black Velvet. Saturday, August 27th, Jazz with Didette. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. The walk is full of flowers, each carried by someone committed to ending this disease. When you take part, you're helping raise funds and awareness for a breakthrough in this fight. Join us in Aztec September 24th at Minium Park for the San Juan County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Visit act.alz.org/walksanjuancounty or call 505-278-7927. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.